Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
This is a problem of the president's own making. He's been president for 5.5 years. When is he going to take responsibility for something?
Unbelievable. John Boehner must have gone off his meds. I like him better off his meds. John, my hat. Look at me on Skype. I know that NSA is hacking into my computer. John Boehner, I'm taking off my Panama hat to you. That's the voice we've been waiting to hear for years now. John Boehner showed emotion. John Boehner said something. This is the Savage Nation. Today we're going to talk about big money, big racism, and big churches, the real drive towards amnesty. We are going to talk about the border crisis. We are going to talk about why Obama will not go to the border. It came to me in the middle of the night. I realized why Obama refuses to visit the surge of illegals at the border. You want me to tell it to you right up front? I believe the Secret Service warned him he could contract tuberculosis or scabies if he went into one of these concentration camps. I believe the Secret Service said, Mr. President, there are gangbangers in the shelters that could hurt you or attack you. Or, Mr. President, from a PR point of view, you don't want to be seen around MS-13 gang members shaking their hand. Or, Mr. President, just continue to play pool and eat pizza. But the question is, what is Obama hiding at the illegal alien concentration camps? That's one question. Now, here's the bigger question. Something happened yesterday that is very telling as to what is going to be happening tomorrow. A huckster by the name of Glenn Beck decided that he's going to take the side of the liberals. And he went on his show, and he said that it's deadly for his career, but he's going to send truckloads of meals and soccer balls to help some of the roughly 60,000 underage refugees who have crossed into America illegally. And predictably, this morning on the MSNBC show by the quisling Joe Scarborough and the New World Order daughter, Brzezinski, they did exactly what I predicted would happen. They embraced Glenn Beck. They trashed conservatives who are against amnesty. They said that Glenn Beck is acting as a good Christian. And, of course, Scarborough, the double-talking quisling, even mocked anyone who opposes amnesty as unchristian. Glenn Beck, in other words, opened up the door to attack the entire conservative movement. Do you really think he cares about the children? Do you actually think that this huckster, this carnival barker, Glenn Beck, cares about the children? Let me explain something to you. Glenn Beck got where he is, not through his talent, but through the Mormon Church. That's my opinion. It's one man's opinion. Were it not for the millions of members of that wonderful church who've been hoodwinked by the charlatan, his books never would have sold, his third-rate radio show would have never gotten where it is, and his charities wouldn't be rolling in dough. I want you to listen to the huckster, Glenn Beck, and his care for the illegals in clip one.
I've never taken a position more deadly to my career than this, and I have never, ever taken a position that is more right than this. We're going to fill some tractor trailers with food, with water. The churches have asked us if we could bring teddy bears and soccer balls.
Churches.
So we've loaded up a whole tractor trailer of nothing but teddy bears and soccer balls. And then I'm going to go serve breakfast and lunch.
You
and I'm
going to
help unload
you.
These trucks.
You fraud.
Hot meals for 3,000.
You double-talking squizzling.
When America stops being good, we are no longer able to be great.
Now, I've always felt Glenn Beck was a phony. From day one, I'm telling you through from the bottom of my heart, look, this is a competitive business. No one likes me. I don't like them. That's a given. It's just competition. But I don't think any of them are as fraudulent as Glenn Beck. I've always felt he's a con man. There was a movie called Marjo 20 years ago about a country preacher who goes from town to town amongst the rubes with a giant tent and preaches the gospel of Jesus. Doesn't believe a word of it. That's what he's always struck me as. Anyone who wears their religion on their sleeve like that and cries on air and on a regular basis, whatever. I come from a more cynical background than that. But that's his act. He got away with it. He's gotten to be a rich man. He has all sorts of things going. Good luck to him. But he's now crossed the line. He's now permitted the backstabbing left-wing media to attack anyone who opposes amnesty as being un-Christian, on this, on that. And if you don't believe me, I want you to listen to the next one, which is the Quisling Joe Scarborough in clip two.
He's actually playing by another person's handbook, Jesus' handbook.
Kiss my foot.
No, Jesus was very clear.
Hey, Joe, wash my dirty feet.
The people that are blessed are those.
Hey, Scarborough, my feet are dirty for running around the block. Why don't you come wash them?
See, and you gave me something to drink. I needed clothing, and you gave me clothes.
Ah, you're full of garbage, Scarborough. You were thrown out of office in Florida, and you made a good living as a Quisling Republican on MSNBC. Why don't you give him some money? You liar, you. It's time that Rick Perry put, send the Arizona National Guard down there. Use National Guard. Thugs. These black booted thugs. This collaboration between Mexico and the Obama administration is absolutely worrisome. It's frightening to think that this government is in cahoots with the corrupt socialist Mexican, Guatemalan, El Salvadoran regimes. It's hard to believe that you dummies out there don't recognize we've had a communist coup in the United States of America. Everything that every soldier died for in this century has gone up in smoke because we've had a coup. Obama won't even go to the illegal alien concentration camps. Why? Why won't he go there? If he's so in love with the children, why won't he embrace them? He won't even be photographed with them. Could be the Secret Service warned him he could contract tuberculosis, as some border agents have done. Perhaps he would get some scabies. Maybe some of the lice crawling out of the children's hair might crawl on his suit, God forbid. Maybe the gangbangers in the shelters next to the children might be a threat to the president. And we're also going to talk about the Obama church media complex, specifically Glenn Beck selling out for the illegal alien mafia. How do you feel about Glenn Beck crying on air saying he's going to bring hot meals to the illegals? Do you think that this is a Christian thing to do, or simply an attempt by Glenn Beck to be invited on all of the liberal programs that have banned him and all other individuals who are patriotic and believe in the law of the land? I mean, it's a very simple question. But let's begin where the beginning is. Let's do this, Neil. I've opened my show, The Savage Nation, with a good monologue. I've told you where I'm coming from. I've played some sound bites. And I want to start again with Girls, Girls, Girls by Motley Crue. And I'm going to talk with you a minute about big churches and big money on The Savage Nation. So let's fire it away. So we now have appearing before us the unholy trinity of the Obama government, racist front groups like La Raza, and Catholic churches and other churches, unifying to do everything and anything they can to either change the laws on illegal immigration or ignore them altogether. Looking weary and worn, we are seeing children walking slowly into the parish hall of Sacred Heart Church in McAllen, Texas last week. And there was Sister Norma presiding over this effort to save our children, using social media to demand Tylenol, children's sweaters, women's socks and undergarments and deodorant. This is while our veterans are dying in the hallways of VA hospitals. In 2010, the U.S. Conference of Bishops, Catholic bishops, announced their support for full amnesty, despite polls showing that roughly two-thirds of Catholics in the U.S. would prefer immigration laws to be properly enforced. In 2012, the Marxist Pope urged the Catholic community in the United States to welcome waves of new immigrants, etc. In 2013, the Catholic Church announced a huge effort to pressure the U.S. Congress into passing, quote, immigration reform, meaning amnesty, in order to fill up the pews. Why? Because the Hispanics now make up the largest single demographic group in the Catholic Church. Why? Why have Anglos stopped going to church, by and large? I'll let you figure that one out. But they're not alone. Last month, members of the Evangelical Immigration Table also descended on Capitol Hill to lobby Republican Congress to pass a full amnesty bill. In other words, the evangelicals also want hot bodies in the empty pews. If you want me to go down a list of other advocacy organizations that support illegal immigration or amnesty, you will see how the church-Obama complex is working. Assemblies of God, Brethren in Christ Church, Christian Reformed Church in North America, Church of the Nazarene, Episcopal Church, Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, the National Association of Evangelicals, Missionary Church, National Council of Churches, Presbyterian Church, the Religious Action Center of Reform Judaism. Oh, really? Oh, the Reform Jews are also in on the racket. They think they're going to get some of them in the synagogues? You mean some of the Guatemalans are suddenly going to convert to Judaism? I didn't. And the United Methodist Church. But why do the churches want to help the Obama administration usher in amnesty outside of the obvious of filling the pews? Well, here's the answer. I have the answers for you. See, I've done the research. The difference between me spouting off and others is that I actually back it up with the data. I just gave you a list of the churches. I'm going to give you, when I come back, the amount of money they're getting from the federal government. In other words, Obama bought the churches. You don't have any idea the danger we are in when the churches are now working with the most Marxist regime in American history to undermine not only the law of the land, but the land itself. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
Republicans used to understand this. This is not like a crazy democratic socialist idea. My favorite president's a Republican. Abraham Lincoln.
Let me stop right there. Watch out for what he just said. My favorite president, Republican, Abraham Lincoln. Well, Abraham Lincoln arrested 15,000 of his political opponents so he could pursue his civil war. No wonder he's his favorite president. He suspended habeas corpus. Listen to what he just said and don't fall for it. I'm warning you. You know, for all of my flaws and all of my defects, and God knows I have many of them, I have a very, very deep prophetic streak in me as well. Yes, I inherited something from the ancient Israelites. I can see things before you can. I can see many things before you can. They come to me in dreams. They come to me through logic. Sometimes I just get a vision. I am telling you, you're living in a very dangerous time. And when you see this two-faced phony, Glenn Beck, suddenly jumping ship and joining the Obama administration and crying on air about bringing a tractor trailer full of food to the poor children, you know something's coming. You know something's coming. You know it. What, all of a sudden there were no starving children in America? There are no starving children here in America? All of a sudden he has to find them from Guatemala. How many will he bring tractor trailers full of food for? 300,000? 3 million? 30 million? 60 million? How about all the starving children in India? How about the starving children in China? Where does it end? When does it end? What about America's poor? You see, from my point of view, charity begins at home. You want to talk about the Christian Bible? Charity begins at home. Let's start with the veterans. Let's start with the veterans who are dying in hallways. All of a sudden, he's got his heart on his sleeve, Glenn Beck. He's very much like Obama. Never let a crisis go to waste. Now he's going to be at the border, grandstanding with the trucks full of soccer balls and teddy bears. Are you kidding me? He's using all the tactics of the left.
Hillary Clinton came to power on the Children's Fund. It's always about the children. And Obama's so smart, and his minions are so smart, that they've used the children as a Trojan horse to bust our borders and destroy our sovereignty. Do you understand that? That it's not about the children, it's about America's sovereignty? Do you get it? Kevin on WABC, how do you feel about Glenn Beck joining Obama?
I am disgusted, Michael. To be honest with you, I've been a long listening and watching Glenn Beck fan. I've bought his books. I've watched his shows. I was devastated when he left Fox. I know you're not a big fan of Fox, but to hear that this man is doing this and enabling and jumping in bed with Obama, because remember, when you sleep with dogs, you get fleas. And the Catholic Church, and I'm a Catholic, I'm a practicing Catholic, I'm appalled that the Catholic bishops are asking parishioners to take these people in into their homes and telling them they will get reimbursed for this. This is from my
company. That's right. It's government money. In other words, the Catholic Church has become an arm of the Obama administration. There is no longer a separation of church and state. This is the most dangerous development in America's history. Do you know that?
I do. And let me tell you, this is coming from my communist pope, who's saying to Obama in that meeting that he had when President Obama visited him, this was all planned. This was planned over a year ago. Because
Kevin, I know what's going on. There's been a revolution in the world, whether it be the president, the pope, or the mayor in New York. They're all singing from the same leftist prayer book.
Yeah, exactly. Let me tell you, Michael, this was planned out because think about, they're not coming in the winter. They're coming in the spring and the summer. This was conspired a year ago to make sure that they were coming in warm weather. Because think about it, they got to travel from warm weather states to the midi.
Absolutely. That's right. And we have the emails from Department of Health and Human Services going back in January. RFPs, request for proposals to provide food, shelter, clothing, and housing for up to 100,000 of these children. They planned it. They remember not the multitude of thy mercies, but were rebellious at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. I appeal to you, God. God, step in and save America now.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You're listening to the one and only Savage Nation. 35 minutes after the hour. America is under siege. America is under siege. Wake up, idiot. Stop it. Death train derails in Mexico. I want you to go to the Drudge Report right now if you're near a computer, because one picture is worth a thousand words. This conniving Marxist president of ours is so smart that he has you believing it's all women and children. Take a look at the death train that derailed in Mexico. Take a look at the quote children on that train hanging from the top. It looks like a train in India. But they're not 2 years old. They're not 5 years old. They're not 7 years old. They're grown men. They're grown men, 15, 16, 17. Many of them with gang tattoos. Pouring across the border because they're Obama's army. You say his army, don't get hysterical now. They're not here to carry guns, are they? No, they're here to carry votes. That's all they're here for. They're here to stuff the polls. They're here to destroy the midterm elections. They're here to make sure that Harry Reid, Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer, and the entire left-wing cabal continues to assert their high heels over your head. Do you understand what's going on? Do you understand, finally, this is a war not only against America, but against African-Americans? Do you get it yet? Where the hell is the African-American community on this? Where are the loudmouths like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton screaming, wait a minute, we're not giving $4 billion to foreigners. What about our people? They've never been for you. But it's happening. It's happening. African-Americans are confronting immigrant supporters. A magazine is reporting that amnesty will be a disaster for black workers. But you don't have a voice, do you? No, anyone who stands up for you is now a racist because we're confronting the Marxist president. You're blinded by your imagery. Use your brains. Use your brains, not your eyes. Use your brains, not your prejudice. Don't prejudge me. I am telling you this is a war against the poor in America. You're telling me that all of the African Americans in this country are doing well? They don't need any help from the government? Suddenly we have an extra $4 billion to give to the poor of Central America? Are you crazy? Are you people out of your minds? Take a look at the pictures. Here's another little story from the Drudge Report. Muslim prayer rug found on Arizona border. Was that one of the children that Glenn Beck's going to bring a teddy bear to? Did one of the Guatemalan children have a Muslim prayer rug? Protests are spreading. Michigan residents fight plans to house illegals. Shipment of illegals to San Diego halted. Administration turns to churches to avoid clashes. It's going on. It's going on. First, he hollowed out the military by firing all of the combat commanders who would have opposed him. Now, Mr. Rogers commanders that he left and the girls he put in charge of all of our avenues of national defense. Have you seen who he made a four-star admiral last week? I almost fell off my chair. He made a woman a four-star admiral who can't fly a plane, who can't pilot a ship. She's now a four-star admiral. And the first thing she wants to talk about is sexual harassment in the Navy. You don't see what's going on in front of your eyes. Germany threw the CIA out. They were spying on the German leadership. We have a despotic regime that the rest of the world understands what this man is. He's a petty dictator right now. Germany threw the CIA out. They were spying on her. He's spying on every American. He's flooding America with teenage illegal aliens. And you think anybody who opposes him is an enemy? No, we are the resistance. We are the American resistance. Make no mistake about it. And you better join us or you won't have a country left. That's one man's opinion. I showed you in this program the connection between the churches and illegal immigration. I showed you particularly the Catholic Church. But I haven't yet gotten to the connection between the Mormon Church and illegal immigration, which is why Glenn Beck, who, by the way, is a stooge of the Mormon Church, in my opinion, has become so popular so quickly with no talent. Not only that, that's why Glenn Beck suddenly said he's going to bring hot meals to illegals. The church wants him to. Check it out. Check out the policy of the LDS Church. It's the most important player in the legislative process in Utah on bills related to illegal immigration. In fact, according to State Senator Stuart Reed, who was the Senate supporter of the Utah Guest Worker Amnesty Bill 3SHB 116, you will see that the Mormon Church is deeply involved in amnesty. You understand what I'm saying to you? You're at war. The country is at war. This is a sneak attack like Pearl Harbor. It may not be done with airplanes and ships and submarines and torpedoes, but Obama is torpedoing America's sovereignty. You are at war. You have an enemy within who is attacking this country's borders, language, and culture. And he is so clever that many of you idiots think that it's about the children. It has nothing to do with the children. He's only using the children as a Trojan horse. But I'll take your calls. Many of you probably disagree with me. WJR, Artie, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation from Detroit. What? Artie, fire away. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Artie?
Yes, you're on the radio, whatever your name is.
Okay. All right. I didn't know. All right. I'm so glad to be on there.
Well, say something already. I'm glad you're on. I'm glad you're glad to be on. Right. What's your point?
It's all these immigrant children. Everybody talks about it. But nobody will think about how those poor children feel. They're moved.
Artie, I have you seen the pictures of who these, quote, children are?
Some of it, yes.
Have you seen that many of them are not children, but pretty big, strapping teenagers with gang tattoos?
I've seen some crossing the border. But
And you're not concerned about the tens of thousands of teenagers being brought into the country who are not children?
Definitely. That's why there was a law passed that only blacks get preferential treatment.
Well, we're not talking about blacks, Artie. We're talking about the waves upon waves of invaders being brought in by Obama.
They're black, most of them.
No, God, what is... Mr. Call Screener, do me a favor, please. Take the glue out of your ears. Let's get some national callers on the show, not the febrile. Ah! Oh, man, good help is hard to find. Okay, let's go on to the callers. Philip, WMAL, you're a Glenn Beck supporter. You have the floor of the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I believe what you're telling me. The whole scenario around Glenn Beck, but I do believe, because I listen to you, I try to listen every day, but I do believe he is sincere in caring about the children. Now, the rest of it, I cannot dispute you. I cannot argue. You're more welcome.
You, Philip, listen to me. You know, the road to where is paved with good intentions.
True, true.
All right. So now, you don't believe that Glenn Beck is being cynical in sending trucks load of teddy bears and food to the illegals, and he's going to cook them meals, and that makes him a better Christian than those of us who want America's sovereignty protected?
I don't make him a better Christian. I think what he's trying to do is he realizes these children are going to be here for a while. They're not going to do what they're supposed to do, and
no, wait, wait. Why should they be here for a while? Why doesn't Glenn Beck go down there and join the militia and say, no, you're not invading my country? Why doesn't he go down and help the American patriots who are trying to stop this invasion if he cared about America? And if he really cared about the children, he would see who the mothers are. What kind of mother sends a child across Mexico where half of them are being raped and abused? What kind of mother is that? The mothers of Guatemala and El Salvador, that's some kind of mother. What a mother that is.
This is true. But and the thing is that nobody...
What about the children in America here who need help? Why doesn't he care so much about charity in his own backyard?
They're running advertisements all the time about 16 million children that are hungry here in the United States.
Well, let Glenn Beck send a truckload of teddy bears to them and cook them some meals.
This is true.
All right, there it is. You don't have to hate the man to understand that he's a cynical Marjo. All right, maybe you disagree with me. This is some story. This is some story. Wow. What else is in the news? The answer is nothing. The answer is there's nothing else in the news. Nothing. There is no other story other than the Marxist president has ripped his mask off, and he's laughing now. He's getting away with it, and he's laughing now. He goes down to a meeting with Rick Perry. He doesn't go to the border, and he laughs his way through the meeting with Rick Perry. Laughs in his face. Laughs at him like a nasty child. Laughs at him through the whole meeting over the crisis he created. That's not bad enough. Obama laughs his way through meeting with Governor Perry. Take a look at the pictures on pjmedia.com. Laughing. He's having a time of his life. Look at him. Look at him with the big teeth. Look at him having a good time, old Slick Barry. He got away with it again. Look, he's cracking up at the desk. Old Slick Barry. He pulled a fast one on that nasty white man, Rick Perry. He won't visit the border while he's in Texas. Why? He wants $4 billion for these children and teenagers and gangbangers. He won't secure the border with it. Why won't he visit the border concentration camps where they're packed in like sardines? Because his Secret Service agents likely told him, Mr. President, you could contract tuberculosis or scabies. There are diseases that are rampant in these shelters, which is why they won't let McCain in. Or, Mr. President, there are gangbangers in the shelters. They might hurt you. You can't go there. Or on a PR level, Mr. President, you can't be seen with gang members with tattoos. We got a good game going here. We got an act going, Mr. President. The morons, the sheeple out there think that it's all about the children. Don't let them see it's not only about the children. You're doing well, Mr. President. Keep on the keep laughing. And by the way, Martha's Vineyard's coming up. You'll be out of the hot seat very soon. There is an immediate answer to this. Rick Perry has a National Guard under his authority. He puts them on the border. They get into a conflict with the U.S. Thugs. He gets in conflict with the federal thuggery. The Arizona, Governor Brewer, she can put the Arizona National Guard on the border with helicopters. They have them. After all, it was the National Guard that fought in Iraq, isn't it? These are battle-hardened veterans. Put them on the border now. Bring it on. Bring it on now. End it. End it now, because this can't go on. This cannot go on. This is a Trojan horse. This is a land of laws, and we have the most lawless administration in history operating right now. Behind the curtain and openly, both at the same time, with the churches, with foreign governments, to destroy our national sovereignty. There's not another nation on earth that would permit this. Not one nation on earth. England has closed its borders. Italy has closed its borders. France has closed its borders. Every European nation knows that they're under assault by the third world. But the difference is they don't have a third world president. We do. We have a man who's sympathetic to the third world and derisive of our nation. He doesn't care about the consequences. All he cares about is his radical left-wing vision, which is rather juvenile, incidentally, but extremely deadly for this country. Do you think any of these Democrats are thinking through what will happen if this nation's demographics are permanently changed? I think some of them are. I told you that the senior members of the Democrat Party are the only ones who can stop this, and it happened just yesterday. I saw a glimmer of hope in the darkness. Steny Hoyer, who is number two to Nancy Pelosi in the Democrat machine, said we cannot afford to take in all of the children from these countries. We can't afford it. Now, why would Steny Hoyer do that? He's as left-wing as all of them because he's up for re-election in 2014. As far as I know, he's up for re-election. And he knows that the poor black people, mainly in Baltimore, absolutely oppose amnesty for illegal aliens because they know that the money will come out of their pockets. That any money that would have gone to the poor of America is going to be funneled to these illegals. So Steny Hoyer now suddenly jumped out and said, no, we can't afford them. See, I was shocked 2 weeks ago when I read that the busloads, plane loads were not going to be accepted in Maryland. Remember I talked about it? I said, Maryland said yet, no. And have you noticed that in Northern California is not getting any of them? Have you noticed that in Nancy Pelosi's backyard, Feinstein's backyard, they don't want them? Why is that? Why? Because these are already communist-driven, left-wing, fanatical electorates. They don't need any more. They've got a lock on it. They're sending them to states that still have a conservative voter base. This is the most cynical invasion and destruction of America I've ever seen in my life. Let me back it up and put it in context for you. If a foreign power conquered America and they put a stooge in, a quisling, to destroy the country under the guise of helping the country, could he do a faster or better job for them than this third world president of ours? I stand by those words. We're at war. He's declared war in America. That's how I see it. It has nothing to do with the children. What do you think? It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
I'm going to take you back in history to a man named Quisling, who was a stooge of Adolf Hitler. Hitler invaded Finland, Norway, and the first thing he did was he installed a local politician as the face of Nazism, but they didn't call themselves Nazis. They just called themselves new leaders, new ownership. That's where the word Quisling came from. The Quisling came in, and although he pretended to be doing the business of the nation in which he was born, he was really doing the bidding of a foreign invader. That's where the word Quisling comes from. Now, we've known what Obama is from the get-go. There's nothing new there. But would you have ever expected Glenn Beck to have joined the Obama camp? I don't understand you people. What has to happen for you to understand what's at stake here? Have you stopped subscribing and listening to this guy? Have you stopped making donations to his charities? Now, in the next hour, I want to take on this question. Why do you oppose illegal immigration? Is it racism? Let's just open it up. Do you oppose these people because they're not white? Or is that not the reason? What is the reason that you're so opposed to these people? I want to hear it. That's all. Simple question. Why do you oppose the illegal aliens?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
The
Savage Nation.
This is a really shocking thing that there's no federal intervention here.
Weekdays, noon till 3. On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. The country is being overrun by a planned campaign by the Quisling in the White House, who was joined by Glenn Beck, another Quisling, who suddenly cries on the air and says that it's a Christian thing to bring food and teddy bears and soccer balls, and he's going to cook for the illegal aliens on the border, when, of course, it all has to do with money and, of course, never letting a crisis go to waste. In that sense, in my opinion, Glenn Beck is identical to Obama, being an opportunist, and following the protocols of that wonderful fellow, the gangster Saul Alinsky from Chicago, who, by the way, was not just a community organizer. Saul Alinsky was deeply involved with Frank Nitti and Al Capone, and that's how they did it. Now, many of you don't know who Quisling was. I used it in the last hour. Quisling has become a noun, but it actually was a man's name, a Quisling. So if I say that Glenn Beck is now a Quisling, I'm referring to a person who collaborates with an enemy occupying force. And the word derives from the Norwegian wartime leader Vidkun Quisling, who was the head of a collaborationist regime in Norway during the Second World War after Germany conquered his own country. And he was put in place as a stooge to rule the collaborationist Norwegian government himself. That's exactly what's going on here. And we have people jumping aboard the Obama freight train in the media, who used to declare themselves to be conservative, this and that, whatever was working, they ran with. And that's what we're talking about. But I think that the topic for this hour is a little different. And I need you to open the board and clean it up now. Take off some dead calls, would you please? Because I ask people to call on this topic. Why do you oppose illegal aliens? Why do you oppose bringing in these 300,000, quote, children? First of all, most of them are not children. They're not all children. Make no mistake about it. Fully half of them are their mothers. And number two, a good portion of them, if you look at the Drudge Report, one picture is worth 1,000 words, they're sitting on a railroad train, outside in a railroad train, which derailed in Mexico this morning. They're not children. They're 15, 16, 17. They're the age of anyone who could join the military in the third world. They're not children. Why do you oppose amnesty for illegal aliens? I want to know what it is. Is it racial? That's all. Let's clear the air here. Is it all racial? Because that's what the left is trying to say. They're trying to make anyone who opposes illegal immigration into a racist. So let's take it head on. And who do you think has the most to gain by amnesty? Well, the unions, Democrats, churches. Now, we well know that the Democrats have bussed people to the polls for many years in this country. I've seen them when I voted. I've seen them bussed in. They don't speak English. They're not citizens. And I've seen them vote here in my county, in Northern California. And when I've tried to show voter ID, the little old ladies with white hair, the good members of the League of Women Communist Voters, would say, oh, no, we don't want your ID. I said, why don't you want my ID? That's because the illegitimate Democrat socialist machine has made it so that you don't need ID. We're one of the only Western nations on earth that doesn't require voter ID. And that was done specifically to permit illegal aliens to put Pelosi, Feinstein, Boxer, etc. in power ad infinitum, forever, in other words. In my opinion, one man's opinion, of course. It's only my opinion. You're not going to read it in your local newspaper. And so now, in addition to busing them to the polls, Obama is flying them to conservative districts. He's busing them to conservative districts. They're being brought in by the trainload to the border to be bused to conservative districts. So now they've escalated it.
from busing them into flying them in. You understand what you're doing here? Why do you oppose illegals, though? Is it for the vote? Is it from other reason? Is it racist? Why do you oppose them? Michelle on WABC, why do you oppose illegal immigration?
I do oppose illegal immigration. I think we don't know who these quote-unquote kids are, what they have, where they're going. I'm not racist. It's not a racist thing. We're being flooded. It's more than we can handle. I mean, we're already in a...
Yeah, in other words, the lifeboat is full. Here's some simple answers for you liberals, or those of you who have liberal friends and other morons out there who don't know what's going on. One, the lifeboat is full. Two, charity begins at home. Three, don't we have enough poor in this country already? We need more poor. Four, who's going to pay for them? You want to pay for them? You want to pay higher taxes? I mean, there's four answers right there, Michelle.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
See, Michelle, make it all economic. Always answer the liberal with an economic response. Stick to fiscal conservatism and you won't get into trouble. And always throw it back in their face and say, you know, I appreciate your sentiment. Are you willing to pay for them yourself? I mean, you're very benevolent with everyone else's money. Are you willing to pay more taxes to house, clothe, feed, shelter, and medicate these individuals? Ask them. And then ask them if they're willing to take them into their own house. You know, way back when this all started, and Michael Savage has been at this since 1994 on the radio, but long before that, I would say back in the 80s when I wrote a book proposal called Immigrants and Epidemics. And after a very successful six-book nonfiction career, New York publisher said, great idea, Savage, can't touch it, politically impossible. Immigrants and Epidemics, well, my friends, we see TB, scabies, lice. And, of course, lice can be washed off with medication, but TB, which is, and this variety of TB we're hearing is the drug-resistant tuberculosis. What nation on earth would do this to the population? A Quisling. A Quisling out to destroy the country. This has nothing to do with the children. They're using them as a Trojan horse. In my opinion. And as far as a guy like Glenn Beck, it's obvious to me what he is. He's just like Obama. Never let a crisis go to waste. I mean, you don't see this? WMAL in Washington. John, welcome to the program. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, you're a real mensch. I'm a big fan of yours. I'm also a big fan of Glenn Beck. I liked his TV show when he had it. He always went against the Obama administration. I don't know what you're talking about, that he's an ally. He's a fellow Quisling. When he used to have a blackboard and he used to put pictures, faces on all these organizations that were...
Yeah. I understand he used to, John, but you're emphasizing the past, aren't you?
Yes, I don't know what... Maybe happened to him. Maybe he had metamorphosis. I don't know that.
John, what happened to him is the Mormon Church, is what I'm trying to tell you. I've tried to point out to you that the churches are deeply embedded with the Obama administration for financial reasons on this illegal immigration issue.
I'll agree with you that we have a Marxist of that, maybe a communist pope. The guy is just the opposite of what we had when we had John Paul II there. We had Ronald Reagan in the White House, and we had...
Totally agree with you, but what I'm saying is, John, watch out for what you think, because you're basing it on the past, not on the present. Right now, while we're under assault, you're going to find out whose side people are on now on this issue. And I want you to evaluate what they're saying now. And by the way, if Glenn Beck cared so much about these children, why didn't he send busloads of food and cook for the poor children in America before this happened? It's because he couldn't grandstand in Mississippi, could he? He couldn't grandstand in Alabama, could he? He couldn't grandstand in the poor communities of the South, could he? No, but he can grandstand on the border, couldn't he? Moreover, I told you that there's a deep connection between the churches now, and the immigration issue. And I try to get to the Mormon Church and illegal immigration. I touched on it. There is so much money at stake, you have no idea. If you had any idea how much money is involved between the federal government and the churches, your hair would stand up. It's a complete destruction of the separation of church and state. And I can go on and on about it. And I will tell you this, according to the Washington Times over the years, church-owned media, that is Mormon church-owned media, which commands a large share of the Utah market, has continually supported illegal aliens and opposed any legislation that would limit their ability to function freely in Utah. church-owned radio and TV stations, along with the Desert News newspaper, serve as a public relations arm of the Mormon Church and attempt to sway public opinion by routinely carrying sympathetic stories about illegal aliens while ignoring the 50,000 Utah children who are victims of illegal aliens, job-related identity theft, and other victims of illegal immigration. Did you know that the Desert News also publishes a Spanish-language newspaper, El Observador? Did you know that following passage of the Arizona Enforcement Bill on Illegal Immigration 2010, there was a strong surge of support for a similar bill in Utah? And fearing that a bill would pass during the 2011 legislative session in Utah, political, business, law enforcement, and religious leaders endorsed what they call the Utah Compact. And I'm going to read it to you. Here it is. The compact was developed over several months by groups and individuals who were concerned about the tone of Utah's immigration discussion. The compact is based on Utah values, and we urge our leaders to use these guiding principles as they address the complex challenges associated with a broken national immigration system. In an attempt to maintain the perception of neutrality on the illegal immigration issue, the LDS Church did not officially sign the compact. But they immediately issued a press release expressing support for the compact. My friends, Glenn Beck is following the Mormon compact. Don't you understand that he's a mouthpiece for the Mormon Church, the liberal elements of the Mormon Church? There's no single Mormon Church. There's only, like in America, an elite leadership. An elite leadership, and then there's the followers of the church, just like in the Catholic Church. And so that's what's going on, and he's their best mouthpiece. That's how his books have sold so well. And the average person's not going to buy this Connie Barker's books. Church bought millions of copies. I mean, I wish I had such support, but I don't, because I won't sell out to any religious organization that opposes the values of America. I won't do it. There are many things I can tell you that I'm not telling you. But you have to understand that there's huge money involved in this game. Huge, billions of dollars involved in the illegal immigration game. And the beneficiaries include all those groups that I read to you. I gave you the names. I'll read them to you again if I can find it. I went through so much material already. I go through 1,000 pages a week. I'm not complaining. But if you knew what the churches are hiding with regard to their position on illegal aliens, you'd understand that the church is a business. You understand that Lenny Bruce was right when he talked about Religion Incorporated. You'd understand that the shuck and jive and the mumbo jumbo was meant for the sheeple, not for the leaders. Did you understand what I said? LDS says our position is to invite everyone to learn more about the gospel of Jesus Christ and his place for his children, independent of national origin. Well, my friends, a man can only do so much on a daily basis. So why do you oppose the children? Are you a bad person? Are you a racist person? Why do you oppose letting them all come in? Why not break the borders, which is what Obama's doing, laughing in the face of America? Just spitting in the face of America, really. It's sickening. What do you think's going to happen when all of these, quote, children become citizens, instant citizens? Why do you oppose illegals? Is it race-based? KSFO in San Francisco. Sarah, go ahead. Why do you oppose illegal immigration?
I oppose these children coming over over the border in buses, because I see some real sick, evil countries using those kids as shields to get their agenda in this country.
And what is their agenda?
Their agenda is to take over this country. And
well, you do know these children come from destitute third world socialist nations run by gangsters. You do know that.
And they.
So what are the values of these children? Their values are that of an authoritarian socialist government.
Well,
so who do you think they're going to vote for, an authoritarian socialist or someone who tells them that in order to make it in America, you've got to go out and work hard? Who are they going to vote for?
Right.
We are going to see the increasing Rio de Janeiroization of the United States of America with whole cities of government dependents living in shacks. But it could get worse than that. It could get much worse than that. If you read Dr. Zhivago by Boris Pasternak, you will see what happened to the middle class in Russia after the Russian Revolution. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from. SwissAmerica.com.
What's the success of religion? Drama. And that cat brought that tore out. Well, that's what appeared. Now, don't be cuts with it. You know, prince and suit, and it shall be said that children of Israel today, we noticed in Yanaster, and I talk to them, they just digress to get away from religion and get cute, you know, and they start building projects, and then it gets to be no shul at all. There's been a lot of talk about is there a God. We don't know. That's not what we're here for. We're here to build a new Jewish community center. Now, then it goes, Christ most well, what is that? That's for fallen already.
That was Lenny Bruce, one of my early influences, let's put it to you that way. I was also influenced by Ernest Hemingway and Henry Miller and Sky King, and I could give you the list, but he was so cynical. He did a big recording in those days called The Religion Incorporated, which just, in my circle of guys, we just listened so intently because he was so real and so cynical. And the first time we heard it, we said, yeah, he's right. It's all a charade. There's the rabbi driving a new Cadillac, living in a better house than we live in. How could he be holy? It all fell in place. So why does the Catholic Church want to help the government usher in illegal aliens outside of the obvious to put seats in the pews? Well, you ready for the answer? Enter the White House Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships. There is such an office, and guess who runs it? The Executive Office of the President of the United States. He has moved the churches into the White House. Catholic Charities USA is the national office of more than 160 local Catholic charities nationwide that serves millions of people a year. About $2 billion of its budget comes from the Faith-Based Initiatives Office of the federal government. Did you hear what I just said to you? You didn't know that the federal government owns the churches. Did you know that? Did you know about the link between the federal government and the Catholic Church? In 2010, Catholic Charities had revenues of $4.7 billion, $2.9 billion of which came from the U.S. government. Only $140 million came from donations from diocesan churches. So the government is supporting the Catholic Church. Do you understand what I just said to you? Not only has there been a coup, there's been a coup within the churches in America. Oh, Lord, save us. The Quislings are everywhere. Well, I'll go down with the ship before I jump ship and start serving hot meals to illegals.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
All right, we have a very hot topic of the invasion from Central America being orchestrated by Quisling Obama and those who've jumped ship and have joined them. And I've asked you why you oppose illegal immigration, and illegal immigrants in particular. Because the left is very clever. Never forget that Satan is very smart. And the Satan left says that if you oppose illegal immigration, you're a racist. We all know they use that at the drop of a hat, and it has no meaning anymore whatsoever. So I've asked you to give reasons other than that. And I told you, always make them economic. Always revert to the fiscal conservative arguments because they're real. I mean, A, charity begins at home. B, charity begins at home. C, charity begins at home. Four, who's going to pay for them? Five, the next liberal who says you're just a racist, say, why don't you take them in your own house? Six, what about our own poor? What about the poor in Mississippi, Alabama? Why don't they talk so much about that? Where did our poor go? They disappeared all of a sudden? Every day we hear about hungry and poor in America. The next day there are no hungry and poor. Suddenly we have to take in the poor of the world. Let me remind you of something. There's a statement on the Statue of Liberty. Give me your hungry, your tired, and your poor, or something to that effect. I will remind you that when that Statue of Liberty was erected, there was no welfare state. It said, give me your hungry, your tired, and your poor to come here and work. Work their way out of hunger. Work their way out of poverty. Not to come here and sit on their behinds, not learn English and rip the American flag up like it's toilet paper and collect a fat check from Aunt Sam. So don't tell me about the Statue of Liberty, because there was no welfare state. And I'm the son of an immigrant. They worked their hearts out when they came here. They didn't sit at home on a fire escape and look down in the street and throw cigarettes at the passerbys. They didn't burn their mattresses and throw them down on the avenue when they didn't get a welfare check, because they would rather die if they took a dime from the government. My people said they'd rather throw themselves off a fire escape than take welfare. How's that for a change in ethos? Take a look at what's coming in now. Take a look at their ethos. Go take a look at a mall and see who's pushing a baby carriage at 15 with three children. Go look! Go look! Go look at who's pushing baby carriages around the country with their husband next to them. Another 15-year-old doesn't work. Do you have any idea where this goes, how this ends? You may have to emigrate out of your own country. Do you understand what's coming? There'll be the very, very, very rich, like in the ex-Soviet Union. The government, which are the very rich, by the way, with the dachas and the bulletproof limousines and the bodyguards. And then there'll be you, the idiots on the bottom who voted your own demise. You say, it can't happen here, I'm being hysterical. Good, I hope I'm crazy. I hope I'm nuts and nothing like this happens. I hope every one of these illegal aliens becomes a law-abiding, English-speaking American citizen who works for a living. Yeah, sure, that's going to happen. Now, to break up the monotony on the program right now, I'm going to put on my hat because I know that Skype is being hacked by NSA and I want to look my best for the spies. And I want to play for you a minute piece by Lenny Bruce on Religion Incorporated. Neil, fire away.
Be taken out of the headquarters of Religions Incorporated. And seated around the desk on Madison Avenue sit the religious leaders of our country. Religion, big business. We hear H.A. addressing the tight little group on Madison Avenue. Ladies and gentlemen, nice to see so many boys here tonight. I see religious leaders I haven't seen in many years. I just was talking to Billy this afternoon. I said, Billy, you've come a long way, sweetie. Long way. Who'd have thought back in 31 we were hustling baby pictures in? And shingles and siding were swinging. Yeah, we didn't know what the hell to do. We were going to maybe the CC camps were starting to move. And I didn't know myself, you know. And just like that, we came on. You know, the Gideon, and there we were. The graph here tells a story. That's about it. The first time in 12 years, Catholicism is up 9 points. Judaism is up 15. The big P, the Pentecostal, is starting to move finally.
Christ is confused. My route took me through Spanish Harlem, Moses. What were 50 Puerto Ricans doing living in one room? When this man has a ring on worth $10,000, why are not the Puerto Ricans living in this building? That is the purpose of church for the people. The purpose of government for the people. Church for the people. Now, Christ and Moses really debating, arguing back and forth. Moses is still whacked out from a mezuzah he broke open and found nothing inside. How long has this been going on? God only knows. How corrupt. They knew no one breaks them open. They just found one. Had a piece of paper said, made in Japan.
Oh, you could see why I became a cynic. I was cynical at 5, though, which was at least 10 years before I heard Lenny Bruce. So, I mean, I think you gravitate to what you are. I don't think people influence you as much as you find the influences that you really want to be influenced by. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I need a good time. A good time was had by all. Welcome to the Savage Nation. If you care to comment on the invasion coming in from the southern borders and comment on the death train that's derailed in Mexico and take a look at the picture of the, quote, children on that train, you'll see that they're not 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old. They're not 6 years old. They're not 7 years old. They're strong, grown men. 15, 16, about the age that they carry Kalashnikovs in Afghanistan, about the age of the average soldier for ISIS. Hanging on a speeding train is not a job for a two-year-old. And yet, of course, the hearts and flowers are being played and such by the Quislings in the media and the Quislings in the government media complex. Meanwhile, people are standing up and fighting. Meanwhile, across the seas, things are going on outside of this failing nation of ours. The CIA has been kicked out of Germany for spying on German leadership. Israel's ripping Hamas to shreds. The IDF has struck 80 targets in under 30 minutes. Yesterday, there was a video of the Israeli Navy and Israeli commandos killing invaders, trying to blow up a kibbutz and kill children. They caught them and they shot them to death. They didn't bring them in for a trial. No, the Israeli commandos came out of the dunes with machine guns blazing. And then when they ran back toward the water where they came,
the Israeli gunships were waiting for them, and they picked them up on radar, and they atomized the invaders. They didn't bring them back to Tel Aviv for a three hots and a cot. They atomized them on the beach. That's what's going on in other countries while we sit here with our minds on the southern border, which has been destroyed by the Quisling in the White House. And meanwhile, the militia has set up a command center in the south. Plane loads of them continue to land in El Paso. Yeah, the churches are being used as front groups for the surge, for the invasion. Michigan residents are fighting plans to house the illegals. They don't want them. Blacks are starting to stand up and say the amnesty will be a disaster for us. African Americans are confronting immigrant supporters. Look at the top of the Drudge Report. Because I say to you, one picture is worth a thousand words. You'll never forget that picture. It's the picture that should be in every newspaper run by the Quisling Press, but you won't. Black Americans, the true casualties of amnesty, by A.J. Delgado. One of the sleeper issues surrounding the debate on amnesty for illegal immigrants is the devastating effect so-called immigration reform will have on African Americans. I said this 3 weeks ago. Black unemployment rate, 11%, far higher than that of other group profiled by labor statistics. African Americans are disproportionately employed in lower-skilled jobs, the very same jobs that some immigrants take. So why are you bringing in immigrants when so many people already aren't working? Who will be harmed most by amnesty? African Americans. I said that 3 weeks ago. And a YouTube video surfaced last week of two young African Americans confronting pro-illegal immigration demonstrators in Murrieta, California. That's one of the towns where Nancy Pelosi brought the lollipops. You hear? Problems exist in the black neighborhoods. Young woman argues it's just too much. We already have our own poor people. Starvation, kids walking with no shoes. We don't need other people's kids to bring more problems. You're going to watch America go spiraling down. We're already in debt as it is. Now we're going to need more money to support these kids, said the African-American woman. Why are Democratic demagogues disregarding the concerns and needs of black Americans? Why? Why are Democrats throwing aside black votes in their rush to lock in the illegal Latino vote that they're hoping for? Tell me why. Anyone have an answer why Jesse I. Jackson is silent? The other, quote, black leaders like Al, the con man Sharpton? Tell me why black people are not screaming louder than everyone else. Why are they suddenly involved in this? For me, immigration is about Americans, and it's time to defend Americans. That's what we have to do, is defend Americans. It's bad enough that we have birthright citizenship. It's bad enough that we won't deport illegal immigrants. But now, Obama's up the ante by bringing them in by the trainload? And who's going to pay for this? Feeding, clothing, educating illegals, medication. Who? Veterans are dying in the hospital corridors waiting for doctors, and yet they're given doctors on the border? What is this about? Why is the Quisling president getting away with this? I want to play for you again John Boehner. I want you to hear even he cracked. Listen to John Boehner now on The Savage Nation.
This is a problem of the president's own making. He's been president for 5.5 years. When's he going to take responsibility for something?
Go, John, go. It's time you stood up like a man, and it's time you stood up for your party, and it's time you stood up for real Americans. Now on the other side, we have the Marjo of radio, the tent operator, Glenn Beck, again putting out the crocodile tears, jumping aboard because it's good for the church. In clip one, listen to this.
I've never taken a position more deadly to my career.
You're right
this.
About that.
And I have
the
never,
final one.
Ever taken a position that is more right than this. We're going to fill some tractor trailers with food, with water. The churches have asked us if we could bring teddy bears and
churches.
Soccer balls.
Churches are
so
asking.
So we've loaded up a whole tractor trailer of nothing but teddy bears and soccer balls.
Okay, you get the picture. Then he's going to go cook for them. And you still believe in the charlatan. You bought it hook, line, and sinker. You bought the hemorrhoid story. You bought the tears. You bought the hysteria. You bought the illiteracy. You know, this man is so perfectly positioned to become the new Secretary of Education for Obama. Let's see what his qualifications are. High school dropout, con man, in my opinion, and cries at will. So he could replace Arne Duncan in the Department of Education. Obama might invite him to the White House. After all, that's what he wants. Never let a crisis go to waste. Meanwhile, it's a crisis. There's Obama blaming Congress for what he did. Listen to clip four now on the Savage Nation. Here's your Quisling-in-Chief.
Well, we intend to do the right thing by these children.
Children.
Their parents need to know that this is an incredibly dangerous situation.
All right, yeah, we got it. It's a two-pointed message from the fork-tongued president. Yeah, right. Right. Right on. Right on. Right on, baby. All power to the people. All power to the people. The only people who can save this country is the Democrat leadership. The only people who can save this country from this monster who is destroying every institution of this country are the leaders of the Democrat Party themselves. If they don't jump in and stop him, no one can. No one can. He's bypassed Congress. He's bypassed the Supreme Court. He certainly doesn't care what the American people think. He's now openly working for the foreign governments, along with the greedy church leaders. And that's why we're talking about it. I'm not doing this for fun. I don't enjoy this. I don't enjoy it at all. I have to do it. I feel that I'm a member of the resistance in the United States of America. I don't know how to put it. It's a national talk show. I'm honored to be on all these great stations. Believe me, I understand it should be lighthearted and fun and have a good time. But if you're under assault and the country's at war, what do you want me to talk about? What do you want me to talk about? The Gold Cup, the World Cup? I don't care about the world. I didn't even watch it. It doesn't mean anything to me. It's a distraction for the masses. That's number one. But number two, to me, there's no greater issue. Because if we don't stop him, it's over. The country cannot survive this. Why? Economics. Let's just make it simple. Fiscal conservatism. Let's say you're the average woman liberal out there. Do you really think we can afford these illegal aliens? How? Tell me where the money's coming from. Moreover, why do you need them in here? Why? For what reason? They're not coming into work. Does a two-year-old work? Does a peasant mother who doesn't speak English, is she capable of working in this country? What kind of job can she hold? First of all, if she's here with the child, she has to take care of the child, right? So she can't work. So that means you have immediately two dependents on welfare, food stamps, whatever, medical, your hospitals will be overrun. Your schools will break down even further. Your children, if you're sending them to actual public schools, will learn nothing. Most of the money will go for English as a second language. Have you any idea what this will do to our schools and our hospitals, let alone the criminal justice system? Do you have any idea what this is going to do to this country? Do you understand this is the final football? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
It's heating up. And today on the Savage Nation, we've shown how the churches are working with the Obama administration, hand in glove, to bring in the millions of illegal aliens. We have shown you that the Catholic Charities in particular received about $2 billion. In 2010, Catholic Charities had revenues of $4.7 billion, $2.9 billion of which came directly from the federal government. You didn't know that. Only $140 million came from donations from churches. And what do you mean came from the government? Did you know that Obama set up a faith-based initiatives office? Did you know that he runs it? Did you know that never before in history has there been a president who has done a thing like this? Such a close association between a government and the churches that the separation of church and state has been dissolved under Obama. Now, name one other government or administration in modern history that had such a close relationship with the religious or the churches. And tell me where it ended. Your mind harkens right back to the dark days of the 1930s, doesn't it? Suddenly your mind races to old Adolf and the complicity of the church. Yeah, interesting how things come around. What goes around comes around. Yep, It's the Savage Nation. You've given me 15 minutes, and I've given you America. This is Michael Savage saying stay tuned for another hour.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
For the last 2 hours and for the last 20 years, we've been talking about the use of illegal immigrants to destroy America's sovereignty in the form of melting down our borders, language, and culture. However, it has manifested itself now in an absolute war against America. And I can prove, and I will in the next 5 minutes, if you'll give me the time, that this is a manufactured crisis, that Obama was involved from the top down. I have the evidence in my hand. No one else has done this. I have it. I found it. This is a manufactured crisis. The man should be put in prison for this. Not impeached, but imprisoned immediately. Listen to what I just said to you. If an enemy took over America, let's say China, in some way outplayed chess with our military and had them stand down, and they said, look, we're not going to kill anyone right away. We've got to cow the population because they're all armed to the teeth. So we're going to put an American in, who speaks their language, sounds like them, very good speaker. And he'll be our man in Havana, so to speak. He'll be our quisling. He'll do our bidding, but we won't tell anyone that. Could he do any more damage to the country than what's being done by this administration in such a short period of time, given that we're all armed to the teeth in this country? Listen to what I just said. No, he couldn't. I can prove to you that Obama has done this in the next few minutes. And here it is. It's an RFP from the government dated February 2014. I'm going to put it up on michaelsavage.com for the world to see that this is a manufactured crisis. And I'm demanding that Boehner call for an immediate impeachment or arrest of those involved because the names are on here. Procurement type, RFI, sources sought, escort services for unaccompanied alien children. NAICS code 561612. Primary contact, Rachel Ali, ALI. Interesting, isn't it? Rachel Ali, contract specialist. By the way, side note, prayer rug found on the border. Secondary contact, Tony Ross, contracting officer. Introduction. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, a component of the Department of Homeland Security, has a continuing and mission-critical responsibility for accepting custody of unaccompanied alien children from U.S. Border Patrol and other federal agencies and transporting these juveniles to Office of Refugee Settlement shelters located throughout the continental United States. ICE is seeking the services of a responsible vendor. I wonder which friend of the family is going to get that contract. Which friend of the family got that contract? ICE is seeking the services of a responsible vendor that shares the philosophy of treating all unaccompanied children with dignity and respect. Okay, and they go on. The contractor shall provide unarmed escort staff, management, supervision, manpower, training, certifications, licenses, drug testing, equipment, and supplies necessary to provide on-demand escort services for non-criminal, non-delinquent, unaccompanied alien children ages infant to 17 years of age. 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Transport will be required for either category of unaccompanied children or individual juveniles, to include both male and female juveniles. Now here it is. Here's the punchline from February 2014. There will be approximately 65,000 unaccompanied children in total. 25% local ground transport, 25% via ICE charter, and 50% via commercial air. Escort services include, and they list what they want them to do. You can't believe this. They planned the whole thing. They're looking for a proposal. I told you I had the evidence, don't I? Didn't I tell you Obama did this? It's a manufactured crisis. Now, in addition, it says personnel shall have the knowledge and experience to transport individual children with special needs. So they're bringing in handicapped children as well. So that kind of tells you that this is more than about bringing them here to work. doesn't it? Shall I go on? The government anticipates awarding a five-year fixed price indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contract, 5 years, indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contract vehicle, consisting of a one-year base period and four option years. So you see, I'm reading it to you. I'm so excited by this because we finally have the evidence for you. And we see that there's a conspiracy by Obama and his minions with names to have punctured our borders and overrun America with an army of illegal aliens using children as a weapon. If you needed the evidence that we have an enemy within, you need it no more. It's there. Do what you want with it. Do what you want with it, whatever you want to do with it. Now, it's been reported earlier. I know that. We just sent it to WorldNet Daily and a few other sites, and WorldNet Daily says they reported this more than a week ago. We understand that. But I never gave it to you. I never gave this to you until today. I'm going to put it on michaelsavage.com. It proves beyond a reasonable doubt that this is a manufactured invasion, a manufactured crisis, that Obama did it, which is why he's seen laughing in Rick Perry's face yesterday. How do you feel about this? How do you feel about your Catholic Church today? How do you feel about your Mormon Church today? Do you agree with them? Yes or no? I need to know. I'm asking you, how do you feel about it? I've got many callers. I can't understand why anybody would be in favor of this. I can't understand it. Why do you oppose illegal immigration? Is it racial or for any other reason? What's the reason? Colorado Springs, KVOR, Steve, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, I oppose Obama's shock troops. Above and beyond the fact that they're Obama's shock troops, I oppose this notion that there is work that Americans won't do. And I detest that notion because I feel that all the white and black Americans that want to sit around in the basement and collect welfare and play computer games when there's real work that we need to do. Any work that needs to be done is respectable work. Americans need to get it out of their head that there's Mexican work or there's black work or whatever. Any work that needs to be done is honorable work.
Well, I've done dishwashing when I was a teenager. I washed dishes in a luncheonette in Queens, New York. I worked till midnight some nights. I've done dirty work. I needed the money. I needed the dollar an hour. It went a long way in those days. Didn't bother me. I didn't mind getting my hands into greasy dishwater up to my arms. I knew that I wouldn't be a dishwasher all my life. So I did it.
Right. So we've got thousands of unskilled workers right now in this country, and they're called white teenagers.
Yeah, why aren't they working?
Right, and they need to get out and struggle with a lawnmower, struggle with tools and cooking equipment and do all this stuff. And
I can't get any of them to wash my boat. I can't find one American. No, they're staying home smoking marijuana and going on YouTube all afternoon with their iPhone.
That's why I'm opposed to marijuana, too.
Oh, our marijuana is the most dangerous of all drugs because it's an entry-level drug. And this hysteria about how good it is for you all of a sudden, you know, it's all part of the conspiracy to entrap an entire generation now.
You should see here in Colorado, these horrible places. They have these, it's crazy. They have names like Total Health Concepts. You know,
I understand. This is when, look, if you look at history, the British dumped opium on the Chinese population and enslaved them. They enslaved the entire nation. The entire country of China was enslaved by the British with opium. We are being enslaved by marijuana right now. You understand that along with prescription drugs.
I do.
I mean, that's a separate topic.
Right.
But I wonder how many bales of dope are coming over the border now in those trains. I wonder how much contraband is coming in with the children in backpacks. I wonder about that. I really wonder about that. Meanwhile, in other news on michaelsavage.com, remember the POW, Bergdahl? There's a picture of him smiling while he was supposedly in captivity with the Taliban. And the New York Post reports this POW looks more like a BFF. For those of you over the age of 13, that means a best friend, I guess. BFF, I think, means best friend. I don't know what the second F is for. What does BFF mean? Best friend or something? Oh, best friend forever. Oh, how mature that is. U.S. soldier Bergdahl with martyr of Taliban leader Badr Uddin Hakim, smiling with him. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who was held captive by Taliban, is seen in a new image mugging for a picture with a jolly jihadi who has his arms resting casually on Bergdahl's shoulder. The pro-hug was posted Wednesday to the Twitter account of someone associated with the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, according to Fix News. So there's Bergdahl, Obama's favorite POW. And he never missed an opportunity to release terrorists into our midst. Why do you oppose illegal aliens, is the question. WJR, Brendan, go ahead, please. What is your topic?
Okay, well, I kind of had an issue with your categorizing the church as just totally for amnesty, because the church you keep bringing up, like the the Lutheran Church of America, the Presbyterian,
So you're not making any sense. What are you saying?
I'm saying you keep characterizing the Christian church as a church that supports amnesty for illegal immigration. But the fact is, the churches that you keep bringing up are the same exact churches that supported abortion back in the 80s, support gay marriage now, and don't actually follow the biblical principles.
Ah, okay, I get it. They're all liberal churches.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I got it. Well, here they are. Here are the churches that have thrown their weight behind the amnesty cause. Assemblies of God, Brethren in Christ Church, Christian Reformed Church of North America, Church of the Nazarene, Episcopal Church, Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, National Association of Evangelicals, Missionary Church, the National Council of Churches, the Presbyterian Church, the Religious Action Center of Reformed Judaism, and the United Methodist Church. So why do these groups want to usher in illegal aliens? Money. 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 For example, Catholic Charities, $2 billion of its budget, comes from the Faith-Based Initiatives Office of Obama's federal government. I don't know if you understand what I just said to you. The barrier between the church and state was dissolved by the president when he put together the Faith-Based Initiatives Office in the White House and funneled $2.9 billion of your taxpayer money to the Catholic Charities. I bet you didn't know that. I bet you had no idea. Well, now you know. Isn't talk radio wonderful, where the truth can be told? Refugee business is a big government business, big church business, big grants, big money. Is it any wonder that those attracted to big money and power like Glenn Beck would all of a sudden offer his help of cooking for these, quote, children? How about tax write-offs? How about direct funding to relief slush funds? How about the billions spent on food and diapers and teddy bears and soccer balls? How about the poor of America? Don't they count? This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Did you hear McCain? Listen to clip 21. You won't believe this. This is a U.S. senator being rebuffed by a $9 an hour rent-a-guard. Listen to this at one of the children's concentration camps on the border. Listen to this.
Am I allowed to bring a cell phone with me when I go on to a facility in Nogales, Arizona?
Not to take photographs,
I am not,
Senator.
I am not allowed to take photographs.
Not to take photographs inside
Why not?
The facility.
Why am I not allowed
you're
to
a Schmendrick.
The children have a right to privacy, and that's why we're not having their faces shown on media.
I know. The tattoos, the gang tattoos is what you mean, you swine, you. You gangster criminal. You! You gangsters, you. You criminal gangsters. Bringing in gang members. That's why you don't want their pictures taken. They're not all 2 years old. And McCain, that's a U.S. senator here, letting a guy, a guard working for one of these, probably the Baptist brown shirts, says, he's asking him, am I allowed to bring in a cell phone? That's a U.S. senator. So let's say you're ISIS blowing up historic statues in the Middle East, which they're doing. Sweeping the Middle East, which they're doing. The President of the United States, which has the most powerful military on earth, is doing nothing but playing pool and having pizza with a bunch of stoners. And a U.S. senator from the opposition party is rebuffed by a $9 an hour border guard. What would you do if you were the head of ISIS? You'd sweep to Jerusalem. Onward to Cairo. Onward to Damascus. Jump the isthmus. Onward to Bulgaria.
Onward to Hungary. Onward to keep going. The West is run by a bunch of weak-willed... I don't have any more words for it because I'm on a national radio show. The West is finished. It's been hollowed out. The most corrupt, degenerate... I'm going to stop. Last night I was watching a documentary, not about Mick Jagger. I told you that about that already. It was the end of World War II when Truman dropped two bombs on the Japanese. And then the war finally ended. The militant Japanese finally gave up. They weren't going to give up, but they did. It was only after two bombs were dropped on them. And then I saw the photos, the black and white of the dancing in the streets of America. I started to weep. I saw the young men who had survived the war dancing in the streets, the women kissing them. I saw an America that I grew up in that I loved. I mean, I was a little baby, you know, and I loved America in the 50s. I loved America. I loved it until the vermin came along in the 60s. The marijuana sex maniacs took over the country and poisoned the nation's mind. It was Timothy Leary with LSD. It was Allen Ginsberg with his perversion and his lies about being a Jewish prophet. And then it was Kunstler, that fake lawyer from New York with a Freedom Rider job. It was well reported in his biography that he was a freedom rider because it was rampant sex on the buses with the free love communist girls. He wasn't doing it to free anybody in the South. He was a straight lawyer in New York. He got involved with the civil rights movement, and he got plenty of you-know-what. So suddenly became a big spokesman for the left. Those three destroyed America along with the feminists. So now look what we have. We have weak men, weak men, who have let the country be destroyed. McCain, illegal aliens are deprived of the rights of our children. McCain goes to the concentration camps, and he lets a guard, a $9-an-hour guard, tell him he can't come in. Then we have an administration official said that Jesus was a refugee. That was the best of them all. A guy who came in here on asylum himself from Africa a while ago named Nagash says that Jesus was a refugee himself. Then we have, the only one making sense is Steny Hoyer. I know you don't know who he is, but he's a very powerful man. Steny Hoyer of Maryland, who was the House Minority Whip, he's not beneath her or under her, but let's say she's more powerful than him, but he's next to her in power. I'll put it in more words. I like to use a few words, but to say that Steny Hoyer as House Minority Whip is under Nancy Pelosi, that doesn't ring right. But yet he is just beneath Nancy Pelosi in terms of power. And he said, we're not expected to give sanctuary to everyone.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So we now have appearing before us the unholy trinity of the Obama government, racist front groups like La Raza, and Catholic churches and other churches, unifying to do everything and anything they can to either change the laws on illegal immigration or ignore them altogether. Looking weary and worn, we are seeing children walking slowly into the parish hall of Sacred Heart Church in McAllen, Texas last week. And there was Sister Norma presiding over this effort to save our children, using social media to demand Tylenol, children's sweaters, women's socks and undergarments and deodorant. This is while our veterans are dying in the hallways of VA hospitals. In 2010, the U.S. Conference of Bishops, Catholic bishops, announced their support for full amnesty, despite polls showing that roughly two-thirds of Catholics in the U.S. would prefer immigration laws to be properly enforced. In 2012, the Marxist Pope urged the Catholic community in the United States to welcome waves of new immigrants, etc. In 2013, the Catholic Church announced a huge effort to pressure the U.S. Congress into passing, quote, immigration reform, meaning amnesty, in order to fill up the pews. Why? Because the Hispanics now make up the largest single demographic group in the Catholic Church. Why? Why have Anglos stopped going to church, by and large? I'll let you figure that one out. But they're not alone. Last month, members of the Evangelical Immigration Table also descended on Capitol Hill to lobby Republican Congress to pass a full amnesty bill. In other words, the evangelicals also want hot bodies in the empty pews. If you want me to go down a list of other advocacy organizations that support illegal immigration or amnesty, you will see how the church Obama complex is working. Assemblies of God, Brethren in Christ Church, Christian Reformed Church in North America, Church of the Nazarene, Episcopal Church, Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, the National Association of Evangelicals, Missionary Church, National Council of Churches, Presbyterian Church, the Religious Action Center of Reform Judaism. Oh, really? Oh, the Reform Jews are also in on the racket. They think they're going to get some of them in the synagogues? You mean some of the Guatemalans are suddenly going to convert to Judaism? I didn't. And the United Methodist Church. But why do the churches want to help the Obama administration usher in amnesty outside of the obvious of filling the pews? Well, here's the answer. I have the answers for you. See, I've done the research. The difference between me spouting off and others is that I actually back it up with the data. I just gave you a list of the churches. I'm going to give you, when I come back, the amount of money they're getting from the federal government. In other words, Obama bought the churches. You don't have any idea the danger we are in when the churches are now working with the most Marxist regime in American history to undermine not only the law of the land, but the land itself. I realized why Obama refuses to visit the surge of illegals at the border. I believe the Secret Service warned him he could contract tuberculosis or scabies if he went into one of these concentration camps. I believe the Secret Service said, Mr. President, there are gangbangers in the shelters that could hurt you or attack you. Or, Mr. President, from a PR point of view, you don't want to be seen around MS-13 gang members shaking their hand. Or, Mr. President, just continue to play pool and eat pizza. But the question is, what is Obama hiding at the illegal alien concentration camps? That's one question. Now, here's the bigger question. Something happened yesterday that is very telling as to what is going to be happening tomorrow. A huckster by the name of Glenn Beck decided that he's going to take the side of the liberals. And he went on his show, and he said that it's deadly for his career, but he's going to send truckloads of meals and soccer balls to help some of the roughly 60,000 underage refugees who have crossed into America illegally. And predictably, this morning on the MSNBC show by the Quisling, Joe Scarborough, and the New World Order daughter, Brzezinski, they did exactly what I predicted would happen. They embraced Glenn Beck. They trashed conservatives who are against amnesty. They said that Glenn Beck is acting as a good Christian. And, of course, Scarborough, the double-talking Quisling, even mocked anyone who opposes amnesty as unchristian. Glenn Beck, in other words, opened up the door to attack the entire conservative movement. Do you really think he cares about the children? Do you actually think that this huckster, this carnival barker, Glenn Beck, cares about the children? Obama won't even go to the illegal alien concentration camps. Why? Why won't he go there? If he's so in love with the children, why won't he embrace them? He won't even be photographed with them. Could be the Secret Service warned him he could contract tuberculosis, as some border agents have done. Perhaps he would get some scabies. Maybe some of the lice crawling out of the children's hair might crawl on his suit, God forbid. Maybe the gangbangers in the shelters next to the children might be a threat to the president. And we're also going to talk about the Obama church media complex, specifically Glenn Beck selling out for the illegal alien mafia. How do you feel about Glenn Beck crying on air saying he's going to bring hot meals to the illegals? Do you think that this is a Christian thing to do, or simply an attempt by Glenn Beck to be invited on all of the liberal programs that have banned him and all other individuals who are patriotic and believe in the law of the land? I mean, it's a very simple question. What is the Obama administration hiding in the child concentration camps? Diseases, I would say, yes, they're hiding. They're also hiding the fact, in my opinion, that many of them are not children, but they're hardened gang members with gang tattoos. In fact, there are pictures coming out that the government doesn't want released of them. They're hardened gang members that are hiding behind the children. And why would any government ever, ever, ever want them in their country unless they have a nefarious desire to use them in some kind of army against the civilian population? Something's wrong here. Something's wrong with the picture. I'm sorry. It's a criminal act going on right in front of our eyes. And Boehner there with the gump jaw.
and the gobbler have nothing to say. Mitch the gobbler, McConnell, nothing. Boehner, nothing. Nothing. And there's Obama blowing smoke into Boehner's right ear on the Drudge Report. Obama game of pool over border visit. Dem says that it's bizarre, aloof, and detached. I have to play it again. Play the Democrat rep saying he's bizarre and he's aloof and detached.
He's so close to the border. And let me say this. When I saw, and I hate to use the word bizarre, but under the circumstances, when he is shown playing pool in Colorado, drinking a beer, and he can't even go 242 miles to the Texas border. And plus, if he doesn't want to go down to the border, there's the Lackland Air Force Base that is where HHS is holding some of the young kids from the border. He can at least make that trip to San Antonio. But again, border community leaders.
So some Democrats with some integrity and some fear of getting thrown out of office are starting to speak out against this regime. It's too little, too late. It's too little, too late. You've already forgotten all of his other scandals. He's going to come up with another one next. See, next is going to be another. He's going to hit you with another one when he comes back from his pool game. I'm telling you, it's one after the other. Okay, let me just not get ahead of myself. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Well, as we move to the end of hour number three for today, the 10th of July, 2014, we've been talking about the connection between big money, big racism, illegal immigration, and big churches. That's right, big religion. You heard me. The real drive towards amnesty is coming not only from the government, but from the churches. That's correct. We've exposed for you the connections between La Raza, Obama, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, and other organizations, which explains why Glenn Beck sold out and said that he is going to deliver truckloads of meals and soccer balls to help care for the underage refugees who have crossed into America illegally. So Glenn Beck, who poses as a conservative, went on the on an MSNBC show on Thursday morning, and he did exactly what I thought he would do. He let them trash conservatives who oppose illegal immigration. He let them call us lacking in compassion. He called us unchristian, all because of what Glenn Beck did. Maybe he really wanted to help kids. I doubt it. I think he's a complete opportunist and a charlatan. I always have. And yet he's telling you that he's doing this for the children? Well, my friends, I have a bridge to sell you. What more needs to happen? So today we've been talking about the illegal alien hordes coming over the border. In the following soundbite, Glenn Quisling Beck says he's going to be compassionate to the illegal aliens. Let's listen.
I've never taken a position more deadly to my career than this, and I have never, ever taken a position that is more right than this. We're going to fill some tractor trailers with food, with water. The churches have asked us if we could bring teddy bears and soccer balls. So we've loaded up a whole tractor trailer of nothing but teddy bears and soccer balls. And then I'm going to go serve breakfast and lunch, and I'm going to help unload these trucks. Hot meals for 3,000. That's what we're doing. When America stops being good, we are no longer able to be great.
This is followed by the turncoat Scarborough on MSNBC saying that Glenn Beck's a good guy following the handbook of Jesus Christ by helping illegal aliens. It's unbelievable to me. Well, I say, listen, charity begins at home, Joe.
He's actually playing by another person's handbook, Jesus' handbook. I mean, this is, you know, Jesus was very clear. He said, the people that are blessed are those that understand, I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I needed clothing and you gave me clothes. What Glenn Beck is doing is the most Christ-like thing anybody could do.
Then there's Obama, the pool player, saying not all Republicans are terrible people.
I mean, Republicans in Congress right now have shown over and over they'll do anything to rig the system for those at the top or to try to score political points on me, even if the obstruction keeps the system rigged against the middle class. I mean, the best thing you can say for them this year is they haven't shut down the government so far or threatened to go deadbeat on America's obligations. But it is still early, so. Now, I always have to say this. I don't think that they're all terrible people. I think they love their families. They love the country. They've got a different economic theory. Maybe they don't know what ordinary folks are going through.
Gee, thanks. Appreciate that, Barry. Obama then attacks Congress, saying that they're not acting, which is why he's flooding.
But what I emphasized to the governor was the problem here is not a major disagreement around the actions that could be helpful in dealing with the problem. The challenge is Congress prepared to act to put the resources in place to get this done? Another way of putting it, and I said this directly to the governor, is are folks more interested in politics or are they more interested in solving the problem?
Then Obama says in clip 14, I'm not a socialist. My favorite president was a Republican. He means Abraham Lincoln, who, by the way, used martial law and arrested over 15,000 of his political enemies. Watch out. Be careful.
Republicans used to understand this. This is not like a crazy democratic socialist idea. My favorite president's a Republican, Abraham Lincoln, who helped build a transcontinental railroad and invested in the Homestead Act that helped people get land. And
we have in the following clip Representative McCall saying, I never thought I'd see a refugee camp in the United States.
Well, it's a refugee camp in the United States. I never thought I'd see that in this country. We saw a lot of little children, babies, children being quarantined off with scabies. Remember, there's a health element to all this. Very sad, tragic conditions as a human being to see something like this. On the other hand, about 80%, though, of these so-called children are about 16 to 17 years old, most male. From a security standpoint, greatly concerns me, more so than the little girls that I saw, in terms of what are they going to be doing in the United States of America.
Here's a great one. Johnson is saying throwing $3.7 billion at the border will not solve the underlying problem. Well, of course not. Not when you have a president creating the problem.
We need to really analyze what the root cause of the problem is. I've always said the best way to secure the border is to eliminate all the incentives we've created for illegal immigration. And so, listen, this is a crisis. I want to solve the problem. We need to show real compassion to these kids and these families that are here.
Well, those are some of the sound bites that we've played for you today on the Savage Nation. Now let's go to michaelsavage.com, home of the Savage Nation, where you can find Borders, Language, and Culture as the motto. On the top of the site, Michael Savage believes the public is misled about the dead Navy SEALs. Yes, it's still a story. Someone put him on that helicopter. The jihadists have seized nuclear material in Iraq. Wait, just wait. The federal government is saying that the pastors and preachers are not welcome at the immigration camps. Are you listening? Why? A senator can't go, a congressman can't go, and now preachers can't go? Now, I figured out in my sleep last night why Obama refuses to go to the border. Are you ready for this shocker? Because the Secret Service told him it's too dangerous, that he might get tuberculosis or scabies. Worse yet, one of the teenaged gang members might not welcome the President of the United States. It's a very ugly scene down there, created by Obama and his minions, and that's why he's not going to the border. On another note, the Marine imprisoned in Mexico by that gangster regime for over 100 days was ordered back to jail. He was denied freedom by the illegitimate Mexican judge. You heard me. We're bringing in hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens, and this government won't lift a finger to get an American Marine out of jail in that hellhole of Mexico. Meanwhile, the friends of liberals, ISIS, the terrorists who are friends of the left in America, smashed Jonah's tomb in Iraq. More blindfolded bodies were found south of Baghdad. $263 million already spent on illegal kids in 2014. Remember the traitorous Bergdahl traded for the five Taliban? We have a photo of him smiling in captivity with the Taliban. He looks more like a BFF than a POW. By the way, when you're on michaelsavage.com, I'm asking you to do something for you. I want you to go down to the middle of the bottom next to Teddy. You sign up for the Savage Nation's free daily newsletter. Costs you nothing. And three times a week in your inbox, you get an email with Michael Savage's wit and wisdom. Well, you've given me 15 minutes, and Michael Savage has given you America. Good night, and God bless America. Oh,
Savage.